fed domestic cats hunt and kill birds, mice, rats, scorpions, cockroaches, grasshoppers, and other small animals in the vicinity. They often present such trophies to their owner. The motivation is not entirely clear, but friendly bonding behaviors are often associated with such an action. It is probable that cats in this situation expect to be praised for their symbolic contribution to the group. Some theories suggest that cats see their owners gone for long times of the day and assume they are out hunting, as they always have plenty of food available. It is thought that a cat presenting its owner with a dead animal thinks it's helping out by bringing home the kill. Citation needed. Ethologist Paul Lehausen, in an extensive study of social and predatory behavior in domestic cats, documented in his book, Cat Behavior, proposed a mechanism which explains this presenting behavior. In simple terms, cats adopt humans into their social group and share excess kill with others in the group according to the local pecking order, in which humans place at or near the top. Another possibility is that presenting the kill might be a relic of kitten-feline behavior of demonstrating for its mother's approval that it has developed the necessary skill for hunting. Due to their hunting behavior, in many countries, feral cats are considered pests. Domestic cats are occasionally also required to have contained cat runs or to be kept inside entirely, as they can be hazardous to locally endangered bird species. For instance, various municipalities in Australia have enacted such legislation. In some localities, owners fit their cat with a bell in order to warn prey of its approach. On the other hand, the cat may figure out how and when the bell works and learn to move more carefully to avoid ringing it. Domesticated cats eat fairly little vegetable matter. It is quite common, however, for cats to occasionally supplement their carnivorous diets with small amounts of grass or other plant matter to help their digestive tract, whereas bears and dogs commonly supplement their diet of meat with fruits, berries, roots, and honey when they can get them. Cats prefer to mostly feed on meat. All felines, including the big cats, have a genetic anomaly that prevents them from tasting sweetness, which, more than likely, is related to their meat-dominated eating habits, and almost certainly related to their aversion to fruits and berries. However, many domesticated cats are known to like vegetables. The majority of brand-name cat foods are primarily meat-based, but often contain large amounts of corn or rice, supplemented with meat byproducts and minerals and vitamins. Cats are also known to munch on grass, leaves, shrubs, and houseplants to facilitate regurgitation of whatever may be upsetting their digestion, or perhaps to introduce fiber or trace minerals to the diet. Cats are obligate carnivores and cannot live on an unsupplemented vegetarian diet because they cannot synthesize several required nutrients, which are absent or rare in plant food. This applies mainly to taurine, vitamin A. Cats cannot convert the provitamin A that is abundant in plants to vitamin A proper, and certain fatty acids. Cow's milk is a poor source of taurine, and adult cats are generally lactose intolerant. Lactose-free milk is perfectly safe, but still not a substitute for meat. Some houseplants are harmful to cats. Cat Fancy has a full list of plants harmful to cats. Some cats have a fondness for catnip. While they generally do not consume it, they will often roll in it, paw at it, and occasionally chew on it, as catnip is sensed by the cat's vomeronasal organ. The effect is usually relatively short, lasting only for a few minutes. After 2 hours or less, susceptible cats gain interest again. Several other species of plants cause this effect to a lesser degree. Cats can be fussy eaters, possibly due to the mutation which caused their ancestor to lose the ability to taste sugars. Ears. 1.2, legs. 1.3, senses. 2. Physiology. 2.1. Metabolism. 3. Ecology and life history. 3.1. Behavior. 3.1.1. Communication. 3.1.2. Social behavior. 3.1.3. Fondness for heights. 3.1.4. Play.